This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You may dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a zombie video clip gets somebody arrested for intimidation. I'm not sure what that's about. Mark, you're going to tell us that story. And then in other police state news, in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, a family has been targeted by enforcers over their little free library. What is a little free library? We will tell you about that. And why is it offensive? Well, I have no idea. We'll get into that here. With you tonight is Ian.
Yeah, and Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, our Discord chat and the Discord on-air call-in lines are available over at discord.lrn.fm. All right, so, Mark, what's this zombie video all about?
Well, it's a video game clip.
A clip from a game, okay.
Right,
okay.
So it's one of these...
There's a bunch of zombie games. Johnson plays one of them, I think. Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead, yeah. Two.
This one is called... The Walking Dead,
Our World.
Our World? Yes,
Our World.
So these are augmented reality game.
That's what it is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
So, you know, he's a student, and a pretty good student by, you know, the estimations here. Nothing reported in this storm. This story makes him seem particularly bad, at least. And he's playing a video game where... Again, it's an augmented reality game, so it has to be played where you are.
Can you describe what that means, augmented reality?
Sure. It takes fake video zombies, and when you look through your the portal of your smartphone, meaning the screen, right? Like, so the idea is you can see the zombies through your augmented reality portal, which is just the screen.
So the zombies are sort of superimposed over top of the real world? Is that what's going on?
Yes,
in this
just
game?
Zombies coming at you down the halls of the school.
That's amazing. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's going to keep getting better, as it were.
You better believe it.
And let me read it here. Read the story. It's coming from FoxNews.com. An Indiana student was arrested at his high school Tuesday after posting a video game clip on social media showing players shooting zombies inside a school hallway. Sean Small, an 18-year-old senior who's on the wrestling team at Scottsburg High School and is part of the Indiana National Guard, pleaded not guilty to an intimidation charge. He was free on a $1,000 bond. By the way, $1,000 shows just how unimportant this is, and they shouldn't have locked him. They should have charged him anything. $1,000. Come on. Seriously? $1,000 bond? I mean, I haven't even heard of one of these in years.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that means you go to a bail bondsman, you give him $100, and they get you out? What is that? And as a school expulsion, he has a school expulsion hearing set for next week.
Wow.
So on one side, he's been arrested.
Did the police know there weren't actual zombies inside the school?
Yes.
Okay, so they arrested this kid simply because he had fantasy violence in the school?
I'm going to go ahead and forward you. I found the clip.
That arrestable?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The controversy allegedly began when Small posted a clip to Facebook of him playing The Walking Dead Our World, a video game that animates characters into a real-world background. He added the caption, "Finally, something better than Pokemon Go." Sounds like a killer, doesn't he? I mean, all he is giving a video game review here.
Okay.
Noting another popular augmented reality game, but a peer became concerned after watching the video at school and went to the principal, according to a report here.
That person sucks.
Yeah.
Scott County Sheriff's Deputy Joe
Local
Baker
snitch.
And Principal Rick Mann determined after watching the video that it depicted real Scottsburg High School students walking through the hallway along with fictional zombie characters. Which, of course,
yes,
is probably exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Such students could not be identified due to the app's photographic settings. The station
it blurs the faces or something?
Yes. Citing a probable cause affidavit. Further, it appeared Sean had used his smartphone to capture the movement of random students walking in the hallway of the school while shooting zombie characters walking in the shooter's immediate direction. So, people were caught on his smartphone clip while he played a video game.
Right.
Small told officials he meant no harm by the post, and there were no weapons found in his backpack. Every threat report to the school is taken seriously and is investigated, apparently because Deputy Joe Baker has no real crimes to go after.
Apparently not.
Scott County District 2 Superintendent Mark Slatton told the news. Slatton declined to comment on Small's case, citing student privacy.
Stupid privacy.
This is just a dodge, and everybody knows it.
For sure.
Small's family members, who did not decline to comment, citing student privacy, said Small's family members, that they understood the need for safety, but his dad also noted the video game showed players targeting zombies, not students. He's targeting zombies. So unless zombies are now a protected class in Scott County, I don't think anybody's threatened by this.
Wait, you can tell the difference between the students and the zombies?
Yes! I mean, they're superimposed zombies coming at you going,
I gotta be honest, you watch the video, it's a little hard to tell them apart, surprisingly.
Okay, well, they're that good. The students are just walking
in the video,
the whole...
Yeah. I'm guessing on the screen, like, you know, it's kind of like one of those fuzzy things, but...
Man! So wait a minute. What did he get charged with? Intimidation?
Intimidation.
Of who?
Threatening, I believe is what it was. Yeah, no one.
How can you be charged with intimidating no one?
They can charge you with anything they want.
No, I understand.
You're right.
They can charge you with anything you want. I'm just curious as to what the actual statute. This was Scottsburg. Do we know where that is? What state?
Yes,
Scottsburg,
Indiana.
Indiana.
It's county.
Yeah. So... In Indiana, does the intimidation statute actually say that there doesn't have to be a victim? I mean, normally if, you know, you get charged with intimidation, it's because somebody's trying to threaten you or come at you with something or make you think they're going to come at you with something or whatever, right? I mean, if nobody is the target of the intimidation, how could it be intimidation? Even if it was intimidation, which this clearly wasn't, it's just some kid playing a video game in the schools, you know, the school hallways.
Yeah, it's obvious.
And it looks like fun, by the way.
It's obviously stupid. He, this kid's on the wrestling team and the National Guard, so he's probably not spending a lot of time thinking outside the box. But,
nope.
I mean, really, if he got expelled, took his GED, and went off to, the military or vocational school or, community college or whatever it is that he's going to do, would his life really be harmed?
So... I just Googled to find out, like, what the top news stories are in Indiana right now, and one of the top results is Indiana lawmakers talk about jail overcrowding, solutions.
Maybe you got a bunch
I might have a tip for you.
Yes. Well, this guy, he's not in jail. This is just a bond issue. Like, given the money.
But maybe if they're arresting people like this at all, you know,
and
they have to hold them for even a period of time.
They're going to drop this to a violation level. So this is a misdemeanor at this point. They're going to drop it to a violation level. They're going to take some money from this kid. And since it's a violation, it won't affect his life. And off he'll go.
I should mention that there's not a lot else going on in Indiana. The second top story is about how a herd of bison has escaped.
That's potentially dangerous.
I tell you, a whole herd of bison escapes in your town. You're going to be paying close attention to that story.
A person who communicates a threat to another person. With the intent that, one, the other person engage in conduct against the other person's will, so you do this or else. Two, that the other person be placed in fear of retaliation for a prior lawful act. So, you did this, so I'm going to come at you.
You parked in my parking space or whatever, yeah.
Or three, causing, one, a dwelling, building, or other structure or a vehicle to be evacuated. Or B, interfering with the occupancy of a dwelling, building, or other structure, or a vehicle.
That's what they're going to say.
That's a Class A misdemeanor. Interfering with the occupancy? Sure. Did they do like a fire drill or a zombie drill?
No, but it was scary to this person who saw it. I'm not saying it makes any sense. Look, they can charge them with anything they want. I think that they should drop this, but you know, the school's not going to want to back down, would be my guess.
Well, the school doesn't get to decide whether or not the prosecution goes forward.
No,
we're coming up here in a moment.
Expulsion.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Has anyone played the game? Is it any good? It's Free Talk Live.
On August 24, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo Law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about this game, which I have not played. It is called The Walking Dead: Our World. It's apparently a phone game. It's a augmented reality game, which means that it utilizes the phone's camera and then superimposes over the video feed from the phone the game itself, which is to say, in this case, zombies. And your goal, presumably, is to kill any zombie that moves in the game. And a student in Indiana is in hot water, in legal trouble, with misdemeanor charge level, you know, crime being thrown at him here for so-called intimidation, after simply posting a video of him playing this game in his school. And we did just watch the clip, thanks to, I forget which TV station, but Jonathan, you posted their link to our social media, so anybody who wants
something,
you can...
Something 41, something, I don't know.
I'm sure they appreciate that. probably better not get it wrong than...
WDRB.
You know. Thank you, WDRB Television.
The Derb.
Yeah, the Derb there in Indiana, they reported on the story and included the clip, which was like it was in the hallway.
Yeah,
there were zombies.
It's somebody holding up their phone in a camera mode in portrait, by the way, or not portrait. What's it called? The one you
landscape
mode. Which when you're taking a video, people, that's how you hold it. And it's got computer zombies on it. There's computer zombie hunting going on. He's playing in the game, shooting bad guys, saving good guys, mind you, saving innocent victims.
There is an innocent student who is walking in the frame.
And then, there's also a CGI innocent that was being saved.
Okay, so it looked like there was at least one innocent real student.
There was
in the frame, an
inconsequential student walking by that for whatever reason the zombies were avoiding or not paying attention to, because the zombies don't care about real life stuff.
Yeah, they're not real.
It's just, I mean, to call this augmented reality is just pushing it, kind of.
Well, that's the name of the terminology where you superimpose computer graphics into a real life video stream.
I know, but...
And it's pretty amazing technology.
It doesn't interact with the environment, though.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. It's not that smart, I don't imagine. I don't know, is this a free game? Does anybody know? Do you have to actually pay for The Walking Dead? It's called The Walking Dead Our World. And their website, thewalkingdeadourworld.com. So this guy is facing misdemeanor charges. I did look up the Indiana statutes on so-called intimidation, and it says here that it is a person who communicates a threat to the other person, or to another person. Then let's go down and see how they define threat, because you got to remember, in government law, in statutes, they can redefine words to mean whatever they want them to.
Sure.
So they're not using the standard definition of threat here. They're using a specific definition, which says here, threat means an expression by words or actions of an intention to, one, unlawfully injure the person threatened or another person or damage property. Okay, so no one was saying they were actually threatened in this case. Somebody simply reported this guy.
Well, that person said that they felt threatened.
Did they really?
Oh.
By virtue of the fact that he posted this video.
Yes.
But he did not target.
I feel threatened.
He did not target this individual. He didn't even know this person was aware of it, right? Like, he just posted this to Facebook. Some other student who probably doesn't like him saw that post and figured we're going to get
him in trouble. We should just go around starting to arrest all the police in Indiana because...
People feel intimidated by them.
I feel threatened by them.
Well, no.
I don't even live there, and I feel threatened by them.
So it's... But here's where you're wrong, Johnson. The term threat means an expression by words or action of an intention to unlawfully injure.
Oh.
So that's the out for the cops. When they beat you, it's lawful. So they can threaten you all they want. It's legal when they do it. Number two. Again, so these are what threat legally means in Indiana. Number two, unlawfully subject a person to physical confinement or restraint. No, that wasn't going on in this video. Three, commit a crime. So threatening by words or action of an intention to commit a crime. Four, unlawfully withhold official action or cause such withholding. Five, unlawfully withhold testimony or information with respect to another person's legal claim or defense, except for a reasonable claim of witness fees or expenses. So we're talking about courtroom and legal stuff here now. Six, expose the person threatened to hatred, contempt, disgrace, or ridicule. Again, there's no evidence that anyone was actually threatened by him playing this video game, or that there was any kind of threat overtly made, like, I'm going to kill you like I'm killing these zombies, Johnny! You know?
Yeah.
There's nothing like that here. Number seven, falsely harm the credit or business reputation of the person threatened.
Again, well, that's the opposite of what happened here. He's been falsely harmed.
Right. Or number eight, cause the evacuation of a dwelling, a building, another structure, or a vehicle. Now, that would be the only thing that they actually could maybe say, but there was no evacuation of the school.
This would be like attempted causing the evacuation, if that's what, like, it's not even attempted.
But, right. But, I mean, to say that a video game clip, even if the principal of the school was just decided to go ahead and evacuate the school over this, I think it's a stretch to say that playing a video game caused that to happen, right? Like, that's not your typical reason to evacuate a school, is right. Zombie attack or someone playing a video game.
I don't feel like he should have been playing a video game at school.
What if he was on his lunch break?
I don't care. I feel like your phone should be used for phone stuff, you know, like organizational tools.
You're a lame dad.
I am. But that is the only thing that I would go after him for as the school.
Uh-huh.
You should not have been playing a video game in the hallway on school property. It's during school hours. That's for before the start bell rings or after the start bell ends or whatever. Not on school property. Whatever the rules are that you throw out there, you put him in after school detention for a day. Whatever it is, some pittance of a punishment. If that's what you have to do, frankly, I think a talking to would probably suffice in this circumstance.
So there you go. That's the story. I don't think there's anything else really. I just thought it was interesting. What does this statute say? Can they actually get away with a conviction here? I don't think so. I don't think they've got a case. But it wouldn't surprise me if mommy and daddy had him take a plea deal on this. Simply because they're very obedient parents. He's going to work for the government. He wants to be in the military.
Well, he's in the National Guard. So
the military.
He's working for the government, but it's not like he's taken a career in the military. He's just doing the National Guard.
He could still get sent over to fight if he's in the National Guard. They did that stuff in Iraq.
They did it in Iraq. It's been some time. I mean, you know.
That doesn't mean they can't do it again.
They could do it again.
You're in the military. You're in the National Guard.
You are less than 40 years old. You could still be drafted.
I'm not going.
Well, fine. He may not either. I don't know.
Yeah, he will. He's intending to join the military. He looks like it, dude. You saw him in the video, right?
Yeah.
He looks like the total clean-cut, shaved-head kind of military kid.
Yeah, agreed. And kids don't have a lot to – they don't really know what to do with their lives in many cases in high school. They don't have a plan, and that's why the military goes after them.
So 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Horizon. What is Horizon? Well, it is the rebranding of Zencash. We've been talking about Zencash for a while here on Free Talk Live. It's a great cryptocurrency, and it's still called Zen. The cryptocurrency aspect of Horizon is still Zen. But they're doing more with the platform. You can use it to chat privately with other people. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. And Zencash is now known as Horizon. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts on ridiculous school overreactions. In this case, a simple play of a video game in school got somebody arrested in Indiana. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, Department of Justice official Bruce Orr testified before a House Oversight and Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Orr was the middleman between Christopher Steele and the FBI. Congressman Matt Gaetz is on the House Judiciary Committee. He said after Orr's testimony, there's a lot of explaining to do from other folks.
There are a number of factual conflicts. Either Bruce Orr's lying or Glenn Simpson's lying. And in another circumstance, either Bruce Orr's lying or Lisa Page's lying.
Today, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. would resume military exercises in Korea. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley was asked about the United States relaxing some of the sanctions on North Korea.
Are they wishing or maybe changing their mind on denuclearization? But we're not going to change our mind on the sanctions. We're not going to change our mind on denuclearization, and we're not going to change our posture in terms of how we look at that as a threat in the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call-in line rooms, which are available and open to you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And Acapulco is coming up in February. So now's the time to start making plans, especially because this event, I'm going to say, it's on track to sell out again.
Yeah.
It sold out this year when the attendance was 1,700 people. And I'm sure Ron Paul has something to do with that because he was one of the speakers this year. He's coming back in 2019, so if you missed out this year, you get another chance to see Ron Paul speak. Before at some point he's going to stop speaking. You know, he's going to retire and probably not go around and do that stuff. Although, who knows? He's in his 80s. Maybe he'll end up, you know, having a heart attack on stage. I mean, he just keeps on going. I mean, Ron Paul, he doesn't quit, man.
I like that you think he's a hard worker.
Yeah.
What you just said, I don't like as much.
No, I mean, nobody wants to see Ron Paul die. But the reality is, I mean, you know, most people don't make it if they're males as far as Ron Paul has. He's in his 80s. Most males don't make it past 74.
Sure, he keeps in good shape.
He is in good shape. So you get to see him next year at Anarchapulco, and you can go and get 15% off of your tickets because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL to get that 15% discount. They've got some other great speakers. We'll be there as well. Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and more. It's February 14th through the 19th in 2019 in Acapulco, Mexico, a beautiful world-class resort right there on the beach. But again, it sold out this year, so there's a good chance it's going to sell out again in 2019. Even though they're increasing the number of tickets, they have already gone through 1,000 of the 3,000 tickets they have to sell. So get yours now, anarchapulco.com. We will be there broadcasting from the event. We're talking about ridiculous police behavior. We started out discussing a teenager in Indiana who was arrested for playing an augmented video game where he was shooting zombies inside his school hallways. Posted a video on that online, and police arrested him and have charged him with so-called intimidation. We looked at the case, and it doesn't look like they really even have a case, but that won't stop them from continuing to try to intimidate the young man and his family. But, of course, that's not where it ends. The madness continues around the country. This is Point Pleasant, New Jersey, from Patch.com, where a Point Pleasant borough family were told to take down their mailbox library after complaints were made by a neighbor. And police were ultimately called on them. They were told to dismantle it very soon after it opened, according to the family, even though kids had already come by to pick up books. The matter was resolved by Tuesday when local officials told the Hagemeyer family to just stick it deeper on the property. The mailbox library, they say, was too close to the roadway and was a possible obstruction to cars, according to Point Pleasant Borough Administrator Frank Panucci Jr. But that decision came a week after the matter drew the ire of the family and their supporters who appreciated the service that the Hagemeyers were providing. And the Hagemeyers say the borough initially offered a different explanation for why they wanted the library taken down.
The borough, yes.
Grace Hagemeyer told Patch, quote, "We're still shaking our heads over the whole thing," unquote. After getting the call and talking to the family, the police initially said there was nothing they can do about it, according to the family, even though the thousands of mailbox libraries had been popping up all over the country.
Yep.
Grace said she and her husband, Peter, put one up on their property and had a grand opening on July 29th at their Hardenburg Avenue home. That same day, they had a visit from the police. The next day, they were contacted by code enforcement.
Man, this place is a real... a bunch of fun folks.
Yeah. Welcome to New Jersey. The Hagemeyers then were told they had 10 days to take the structure down off their property. The family was initially told that such libraries are not allowed because they're not mentioned in the land use ordinance.
Oh, boy.
So because the ordinance doesn't specifically say you can do a thing, you therefore can't do a thing. Rather than having ordinances, which I'm against any kind of ordinances in zoning, but rather than having ordinances that say the things you can't do, this ordinance so apparently says the things you can do, and anything that's not included in that list, you cannot do.
See why Florida was voted the freest state in the union by the Cato Institute's
most recent thing. I've seen code enforcement driving around in Florida, and they will act without a complaint in Florida.
Sure, but the reason is because Florida, the state, has a law that says if a municipality passes some law that negatively, zoning type law that negatively affects the property owner, from a financial standpoint, that the property owner must be compensated. So
that's not the reason code enforcement drives around. The reason code enforcement drives around is to find violations of the code on your property and then issue you tickets.
Sure.
That's what those people do. What you're talking about is some obscure Florida statute that probably nobody knows about, that if you want to actually utilize that statute, you probably have to bring some kind of a legal case against the state government in order to get them to actually act
on that. Municipal government.
Either way,
yeah.
The average person is not within possession of the means to bring such cases because you usually have to hire an attorney to navigate you through whatever the legal structure is. So consider me unconcerned about that negating code enforcement's ridiculous crackdowns that they do in Florida. Not a free place. Grace said the library has been up for a little over a week, and she's seen some of the neighborhood kids walking around with books. Borough officials, however, told Patch they had to do something. They had to do something because an unidentified person filed a formal complaint with police. Quote, "If they get an official complaint, they have to look into it," said the bureaucrat. Now, in cases like this, and like the case with the student at the school who was arrested and charged with intimidation for posting a video of him playing a video game at school, shooting zombies, in these cases, the person is always anonymous, right? Like, somebody filed a complaint. They're not identifying who that person is, but they might know who the person is. And so if this young man who is going to trial, purportedly, unless his parents get him to take a plea deal, if he goes to trial, he really ought to call the complaining party to the stand. That should be one of the witnesses in this case. And same thing with the little free library. If these people were to actually go to court and they're not, the town's
been
embarrassed.
They have the right to face their accuser.
Right. The town's been embarrassed here, and now the town's saying, well, you can have the libraries. Just move it back a little. It's too close to the road. Now, I'm not sure how a thing that is on your property can somehow be an interference with traffic because it's still on your property. It's not actually in the road. So
it's
I don't really
distracting.
I don't understand that.
Maybe the little library had like flashing neon signs on the side of it.
Nope.
Like a big arrow that flashed at it and pointed and said, "Books here."
No, but it's shaped like a mountain. It's kind of like triangular almost, this little library here.
It's not advertising like books that are about live nude girls or something.
No, I don't see that at least. I can't see the size of it, but it doesn't look like it's neon flashing.
I suppose if it's in a residential area, people could be parallel parking along the side of the road, and that creates some kind of obstruction. But
well, I can tell you that
residential areas, that happens all the time.
Yeah. On people's property?
On the side of the road.
Yeah. And it's not parking if you're running your engine, right? It's not parking. Isn't that standing?
Fine.
So I want to point out to the people in New Jersey that these things do exist in a lot of places. There's, in fact, I believe at least one of them in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we're broadcasting this show from. I think there may be more than one. In fact, there is a map of these, what they're called, little free libraries. Mm. There's a map online you can go and pull up and see if there's one near you. I actually went there and put a book in it earlier this summer because it's right down the street. It's on one of the main drags here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. And it doesn't seem to cause any issues with traffic.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to, Yeah. And it's on a main thoroughfare in downtown. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Grace said the library's been up for over a week. She said some of the neighborhood kids have been walking around. She told Patch, quote, "Seriously, does it get any better than that? Neighborhood kids walking around carrying books instead of having their noses buried in their phones," she said. She grew up in Point Pleasant Borough, talked to a teacher who took a book for her classroom. Oh, I see. Took a book from the library. Another neighbor said her daughter grabbed a book to read at the beach. They walked past on their way to get ice cream. She said, quote, "We live in a great town on a friendly street. This is the kind of community we should be encouraging." I agree with her there. It's a cool thing, the little free library. People just trade books in these things. And unfortunately, you do not have a great government in your town, ma'am. But otherwise, I'm sure your neighbors are very nice, except the one that snitched on you.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.Global. Horizen.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Maybe you want to call about a busybody neighbor, because that is what we're talking about here. These busybodies who, whether they be somebody that you're going to school with or somebody who lives down the street from you, they're all over the damn place, and they think they know how you should live your life. They think they know how you ought to take care of your property, and they're going to call the police on you over it. And that's what's been happening. Those are the stories we've been covering here tonight. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can check out our or sign up for our email list. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email list sign-up box right there toward the top of the page. Drop your email in there, and we'll send you an email, usually no more than once a week, to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So, again, sign up for our emails at freetalklive.com. It's just frustrating to see, you know, these poor, innocent families and innocent students being targeted by people really with nothing better to do than complain about the behavior of others. I don't care what it is you have on your property.
In this case, it was a little library where it's a lending library.
A little wooden box with a door on the front of it.
A cabinet with it's put a, on a stick.
Yep.
It's a cabinet on a stick in your front yard where you put books and maybe a few other things that you want to lend out to other people. And other people come and maybe they'll bring some books.
Correct.
Maybe they'll
take a book, leave a book, kind of thing.
That kind of thing. Yeah. It's great because, you know, if you're a book person, you've got a lot of books. And
they don't do any good sitting on a shelf.
They don't.
I mean, how many times do you actually look? I get there's probably like the voracious readers who may actually go and return to a book. But how many times in your life have you read a book more than once?
A few.
Hmm.
But of all the books, right, that you've ever read, most of them, 99% of them, 97% of them, you only read it once.
Right, I think positively about, but I don't necessarily reread.
And then you set it on your shelf. And if somebody mentions something that's regarding, you know, what that book was about, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, you might say to them, oh, hey, I got that book. Would you like to, you know, borrow it? And then you can do that. Right. But otherwise, it just sits there.
It's more of a trophy to say, I read this.
Yeah. But this allows you to actually get books out there into other people's hands. I think it's great. I think it's a great little tool. And the police in this town in New Jersey decided to threaten this woman and threaten this family over it. Code enforcement came out saying, well, it's not authorized. We don't have in our code, the words we've written, we, this group of strangers calling ourselves the government, we've written down a bunch of words, and we didn't include anything about this in our words, so therefore, you need to stop immediately. You need to take this thing down. And then they got embarrassed because the media came in and posted stories about this.
Here's what you do. Here's how you solve it. You paint it red, white, and blue and put some stars on it.
Well, but did they ask permission to paint it? Because you got to ask
make a difference.
New Jersey.
Once it's red, white, and blue and has stars on it,
it's in
it is
invincible.
Now sacred, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Oh, that's a great idea. So, anyway, I just thought it was worth, you know, sharing these stories because it's frustrating. Look, if you're a busybody, if you're the kind of person who would have called the cops on this family, I want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, own it. Because they said this person's unidentified in this particular story. You ought to be proud that you were the snitch, right? If indeed this was such a terrible thing and it was so dangerous to the traffic or whatever it was that the government was claiming was going on here, then you, the person who snitched that nice family out, or the person who snitched out the young man who had a video game in school of, you know, killing zombies, you ought to be proud. Go ahead, own up to it. Forget all these anonymous phone calls to police. Why don't you post on Facebook, I'm the person who said, you know, snitched out my neighbors over the free library. I'd like to see what kind of feedback you get. Because you have to hide behind your anonymous snitch system in order to protect you. Because what you're doing is antisocial. What you're doing is anti, especially in the case of the free library, it's anti-community. So, you suck.
Yeah, I can't think of a good excuse to not have one of these little lending libraries. I suppose people could say, yeah, they're just junk books nobody wants or something. I just can't come up with a good reason.
Well, I mean, one person's junk is another person's treasure.
Indeed.
All right, so the time
I'm sure that I have books in my library right now that if somebody came over and said, I want to read this, I'd just give it to them. And I just pared down my library by half. We moved a few months ago, and Laura said you got to get rid of half the books.
So I haven't played the zombie game, and curious to know if it's actually any fun or if it's worth it. I don't play a whole lot of games these days, but I still do enjoy them. Johnson, are you in the middle of anything right now? Is Johnson's game of the week?
A lot.
You get more than one game going?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I do that too, where I'll like pick up one game for a little while, put it down, and then pick up a different one.
So I'm still in the middle of Assassin's Creed Origins.
Those don't wear on you.
What?
Assassin's Creed. It doesn't wear on you.
I like the Assassin's Creed.
I like them too, but the
last one's very different too.
The last one, which was the pirate one, which I think was Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I really like pirate games, but it just wore away on me, and I just couldn't finish the game. I just got so tired of playing the game.
You know what that is?
What?
Adulthood.
It's true. I do tend to find the game of life more interesting than video games in general.
As far as video games go, I'm so boring on this one. I've played the same game for years.
Star Wars Battlefront for PlayStation 2?
I do play that too. I will
Battlefront
play that.
2. The new Battlefront is incredible.
Oh, I've seen it. It looks amazing.
I have not played that one. I have the old one for the PlayStation 2, and I like that game.
Which game were you going to say?
Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, it's one of these like bejeweled games.
Oh, this is the one you're always playing on your phone.
The three-match game.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I mean,
and you've got like the Marvel characters.
It's got Marvel characters in it.
They got you.
Yeah.
Now, do you pay for that? You pay monthly?
You can pay monthly to get a VIP, some extra bonus
points
or whatever, but
you
could play for free too.
But what do you do?
I pay for the VIP.
So I have a new recommendation though for a game of the week, because it's a unique game that a lot of people are not going to have heard of. It's a 4-player game that I think can be played online, but it's meant you can play it with 4 controllers locally.
Yeah.
It's called Death Squared. It is like a puzzle game where you are these playing these robot cubes that have to move through these different puzzles and move over a particular colored spot. And there are like lasers and traps and essentially there's teamwork and different ways to move these pieces across the board to solve puzzles. It's very much kind of like, in a way, like Portal 2, kind of, because it's a, you know, a puzzle game. But
Portal 2 is a 3D first-person shooter style puzzle game where you move stuff around.
Sounds like a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's definitely a puzzle game. It's very fun for multiple people. And it's four-player, but if you only have two people playing, like each stick controls two of the player, you know, the cubes or whatever. So
if it's only two-player, you're playing for two. You're controlling two items on screen.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's for PlayStation, Xbox?
Yeah. I believe it's... I know it's for Xbox One, but I don't know. I don't know about PlayStation.
We go to the phones to the fun. James is calling from the Grand Canyon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. Hello. James in the Grand Canyon going once. James in the Grand Canyon going twice. All right, then. I guess he is not there. Wait, was that him? I don't know if that was him or if just the hang-up noise. Hello, James? Nope, I guess he's not there. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Sometimes we talk about video games here on Free Talk Live. Oh, wasn't there just a shooting at, like, a Madden tournament?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of video games, somebody got so upset about their football video game that they shot up a bunch of people, ruined a bunch of people's lives, and then
killed a couple of people, too.
Is that the story, though, that they were a video game player who got upset at the video game?
Yeah,
or is it just that it happened there and people are making that
up? He lost, right? He lost didn't he lose the tournament or something?
He got cut out of the tournament somehow. And
he'd won a tournament in the past, I think I read, and so, you know, he was like a decent level player, like tournament level player, but obviously not a good sport in that particular case. That's horrifying.
Yeah, it's disgusting. What are you going to do, you know? I just did an interview with John.
I guess you're going to pack heat to the next video game tournament, just in case.
I just read an interview with John Lott. I just did an interview with John Lott.
The guy
today.
With the book? The gun book?
The guy with the book. Yes, more guns, less crime.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was interesting to talk to him. He said that as a group, if you're going to look at people in groups, concealed carry permit holders are 10 times safer than cops, who are 20 times safer than people. And this is looking at, you know, arrests and violations and things like that. So, you know, fascinating.
Good stuff. I imagine that's coming out on your Edgington Post at some point.
It is. It's probably within the next week.
We will see when we can get that in for you. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson, you've got some news about Venezuela or some opinions about Venezuela and their socialism down there. Hour number three next, though. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.